This is one of the parts of the show we really enjoy, and that is talking to some of the authors, some of the great baseball books that are out there. And this one is The Cultural Encyclopedia of Baseball. It's a second edition. Jonathan Fraser Light, John Light, is the author of it. And John's a lawyer down in Oxnard, California. But I'll tell you something. We look at a lot of books. This is put out by McFarland, and I got to get it up to the book tree in Montclair. But it's two volumes, and it's an encyclopedia. And I say this before I bring John on. You could go to any word in baseball. You go to a player's name, drug abuse, draft, whatever you want, and it's in here, and you learn about the game of baseball. I love it. And, John, nice to have you on the show today. Congratulations.
Thanks. It was a labor of love, truly.
Well, honestly, I'm holding volume one here. I didn't want to bring in both volumes to the station, just give people an idea of what I'm holding here and the information that's in here, because it really is a very unique book.
Well, it's not statistics, and if you can imagine, for those who remember the Encyclopedia Britannica, it's really that of baseball, A to Z, antitrust, alcoholism, advertising, automobile travel, airline travel, suicide, marriage, divorce, murder, anything related to baseball. And then the index just about killed me. It took about 4 months to put that together. But it was just so fun. And as I was creating it, I was always worried somebody else was going to come up with this format. But then I realized nobody was crazy enough to spend 11 years putting it together.
Hey, I agree with you. It's a pleasure just to pick it up. As the fans know, I've had many people on this year. I like books. You can sort of just pick up and just read and learn something every time you pick it up, and this one does it for me. How do you actually get all the information and the research? Now, I know you're a lawyer. I'm a lawyer as well. So we like doing research in that law library, but this research job, to get this much information, how did you go about doing it?
Well, I just read and read and read, and a lot of this was pre-internet. So I collected a lot of books. I'd be one of those guys. I'd end up in a city like Portland, and I'd go to the local used bookstore, and I'd mail home a box of books, and then I just start reading. I went to the Hall of Fame a few times, which was really fun, and I came in with hundreds of questions, and they just rolled their eyes and said, have at it. You can go in the stacks. I was a member of the baseball geek group, the Sabre Society of American Baseball Research, and so they just let me at it. And I would go in, and one day I'm looking at some books and some files, and I find a lawsuit between Lou Gehrig's mother and his wife over memorabilia that the wife was selling after he died to raise money for war bonds. And in the pile of stuff, I find Lou Gehrig's original will. Probably a $100,000 memorabilia item. I bring it upstairs and say, do you guys know you even have this? And they didn't, because they just have so much stuff. And so I just find more and more facts, and I just kept organizing. And it all came out of reading some anecdotes of the same incident, and different books had it differently. And so I just kind of put it all in one place, and then it just kind of grew and grew, and took a long time to find a publisher because it got so big, and it just kept growing. And finally, McFarland was great, and I got Sporting News Baseball Book of the Year and some other awards, and it's been a ton of fun. Great photos I got from the Hall, too. They were really generous about that.
Well, the Hall is great on some of these research projects. I know I've been out there, and it's terrific to be there. The book is The Cultural Encyclopedia of Baseball, the second edition. Jonathan Fraser, Fraser Light, and I've got volume one in front of me. As I look at it, how many different subtitles do you think you have in this book? How many different things?
I actually counted them one time. The book is 6 pounds. I get asked that a lot. And I think there's about 5,000 different subtitles.
Wow.
And then the indexing, which was such a pain, because you get a guy like Babe Ruth or Ty Cobb, and you can't just put a page number. You've got to sub-index the whole thing. And that was pretty much of a nightmare. But that's the fun of it. You open to a particular page and you read about guys who committed suicide or crazy freak accidents and that sort of thing. And then you see a couple of pictures. And it's just fun stuff. I have a great picture in there from 1960 with Vin Scully getting an award from my dad, which was a great little anecdote. And I threw in my Little League picture because Tom Selleck, about 20 years before me, was in my Little League. And for whatever reason, is in the Little League Hall of Fame. So, just crazy little things. And then you read a book. Philip Roth wrote a book on baseball that nobody really knows about. Or Hemingway had some great quotes about comparing the Brooklyn Dodgers' scouting the Caribbean with Chinese warlords looking for concubines to bring to the city. And all these little baseball connections were just fun to put in. I had a great time with that kind of stuff.
That's great. It really is. The Rupert Mondays, that was Philip Roth's team, remember? They played all their games on the road.
Right.
They played all, and they played a team from the insane asylum or something like that.
I think you've got that right.
I loved it. Then, I actually
the
read
Coover
that
book that was, you know, Stratomatic with Robert Coover and the triple sixes with the crazy finish. So there's all these little things that come up, and if you're a book guy, there was
very
a great
good
quote that all the books, the best books are inversely proportional to the size of the book. There's great books on golf and baseball. There are no good books on beach balls.
Very good. All right. I love it. I think it's great. And I assume you get it through McFarland. I know their website. Is it on Amazon, Amazon and other places too?
It is on Amazon, and they actually went to a softcover version, so it's a little less expensive than it used to be. And but you can find hardcover online, and then both Amazon and McFarland have the softcover. Amazon still has the hardcover, so it's still out there, still selling, and it's been great. It's been a fun experience. I find them in libraries around the country.
I think it's terrific. It really is. And Henry J. Waugh, the Universal Baseball Association, that was the
there
other
you
one.
Go.
That was the other one. You got the right guy on today, let me tell you. I read as crazily as you do.
Well, then you'll appreciate it. My last comment, Ken Hubbard had a great quote. He said, knowing everything there is to know about baseball is about as profitable as being a good whittler.
Well, you know, you sit on your porch and do some whittling. Who knows what could happen? All right. Just to finish it off, you had an anecdote about Joe DiMaggio and Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, yeah. One of my favorites, I always, when I speak on this, is my last one, although I don't use this one for the third graders. But there was a guy named Oscar Levant who was an old raconteur pianist from the 50s. And Marilyn Monroe and Joe DiMaggio are married for 9 months in 1952, and then she divorces him. And Oscar Levant said that Marilyn Monroe divorcing Joe DiMaggio just goes to show you that no man can be an expert at two national pastimes.
Very good. All right. Very good. Hey, and the book is terrific. And honestly, it's a good gift.
Thank you.
And it's just nice to have in the house to pick up at any point and just read something about it. So congratulations. And if you're ever up in the Bay Area, we'd love to have you out at the park. And
the cultural
Encyclopedia of Baseball. Congratulations. Thanks, John.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Very good. That was fun.